Yeshaya Perak Lamed Zayin Pasuk Yud Aleph. So Sancheirev Le'ilu Nishma Savi Mori Pesed Lavan Avram Nalta. Sancheirev is withdrawing because he hears that Cush represents a new threat behind him, and with his withdrawal, he still finds time to threaten Chizkiah and warn him that he's going to be back, and to say nasty things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu while he's at it. Hinei Ata Shamato Asher Asu Malchei Ashur L'chol Ha'aretzos La'acharimam. Surely you have heard what the kings of Ashur have done to destroy all of the lands. So, my reputation precedes me. V'atati natzel. Trash talk time. And you think you're going to be saved? No. Can't be. Look what we've done. And by we, I imagine he means himself, but also the Shalmanezers, the other kings of Ashur who wreaked devastation throughout the Middle East. So you think you're going to be saved? Yabez ha-hitzilu osam Elohe ha-goyim asher hishkisu avosai. And this is a repetition of what we heard in Malachim, but also what we already heard a little bit of in the previous parak. Did the gods of those nations save them that my forefathers destroyed? As Gozan, as Haran, Gozan, an area in Malachim Bay is apparently established by Ashur as a detention center for political prisoners of other countries, including many citizens of the Ten Tribes. And Haran, where Terach settled in his old age, remember Sefer Bereishis, Veretzef, there are numerous cities, one of which at the very least is near Haran, Uvnei Eden, Asher Bislosar, and Bnei Eden, the sons of Eden, which is in Telosar. Hard to know if this means a person. Rabbi Hirsch suggests it's a description of the opulence that prevailed among the people and rulers in Damascus. So this is a brag, a humble brag. While he's threatening Chizkiyahu, he also talks about how great he is. Yudgimel Ayei Melech Hamas Umelech Arpad. Where is the king of Hamas? Where is the king of Arpad? Umelech La'ir Sefar Voyim. And the city of Sefar Voyim, which we mentioned before. Heina V'Iva. Or the cities of Heina and Iva. Where are all these kings at? We have a long history of great victories and despoiling all of these other places. Where are all those kings? Yudalad V'Yikach Chizkiyahu Es HaSefarim Miyad HaMalochim V'Yikra Ehu. And so Chizkiyahu received Sancheirev's message in writing, and he took the scrolls from the messengers, and he read them. Tesvav, I'm sorry, continuing, Vaya'al Beis Hashem. So again, he goes up to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a very from king. He really goes straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to daven when he receives such terrible messages. He doesn't trust in himself. He doesn't talk to his political advisors about what to do. He doesn't formulate a strategy and hold a press conference. He goes right to the Beis HaMikdash. Vayifrseihu Chizkiyahu lifnei Hashem. And Chizkiyahu, either he spread them out, the scrolls, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Spread them out. Sorry, for a second I thought it meant he spread himself out. By Yifrseihu means he spread them. So they're full of blasphemy, and this strengthens his faith. He sees how the prophecies of Yeshaya are now unfolding the way Yeshaya said they would. So he spread the scrolls out for everyone to see. Unlike earlier, where they tell Rav Shakeh, talk in Aramaic so the people don't sense their danger. Here he wants them spread out so everybody can see them. These shameful writings and these terrible threats. Tesva v'yispalel Chizkiyahu el Hashem leimor, and Chizkiyahu daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Hashem Tzavakos Elokei Yisrael, Lord of hosts, God of Israel, Yoshev HaKiruvim, dweller above and upon the Kiruvim, Atahu Elokim Levadacho L'chol Mamlechos Haaretz. You alone are God to all of the kingdoms on earth. Beautiful tefillah. Ato asiso es hashamayim ves haaretz. You created the heavens and the earth. So Chizkiyah says, even if there's a decree that Sancheiriv should be victorious, you can overturn his power. You're above the Kruvim in the inner sanctuary, the Kodesh Kodeshim, the Beis HaMikdash. Would you let these Arelim come into your Beis HaMikdash and destroy it? You're alone the God of all the nations. Sancheiriv is mentioning all these idols and you in the same breath. But you're the one who created the heavens and the earth, and that's why the nations who don't serve you have nobody upon whom to rely, but we do. And we'll see more of the tefillah imminently.